Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
The ESPN Outdoors Report gets going as we bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. And Pete, let's just say we're in unique times when it comes to fishing these days, aren't we?
Yeah, this week we went from 70 degrees to 10 degrees in a matter of a day. And then we had high winds here yesterday. I'm watching Beaver Dam was ripping open pretty good with the wind. And this might be the first time that I've ever seen where you're able, game fish season is open till Sunday here at midnight, and some guys might be out trying Beaver Dam in their boats for walleyes and game fish.
And you're telling me, too, that you fished this week. You had to use an airboat to get out to the ice, which you were able to do, and you've also kayaked this week. Explain your adventures this week out searching for the fish.
Yeah, we took a surface drive boat out, an airboat, and we got on safe ice with clients, and we did really well. The Madison chain, we had really big bluegills, a few crappies and perch mixed in, and a couple walleyes and pike, and went a couple days later and literally watched that ice just going right down the lake, and we were not sure if we were going to be able to ice fish, or we brought kayaks, so we took the kayaks out, something I've never done. That was quite an experience. I almost thought I was going to flip the thing over, but needless to say, we caught a handful of fish, but they weren't like they were with the ice. They got a little bit stubborn because of they were probably felt safe under that ice.
So, Mike, when you kayak fish and you catch some stuff, how do you store them? You can't throw them on the ice. There's probably not a lot of room in the kayak. What do you do with the fish when you catch them?
There's a bucket that's behind you, and that was the trickiest part, is trying to get them in the bucket behind you. And then put water in your pail. Yeah, it makes it a little bit tippy. So, yeah, it was just two times very slow, put it that way.
Yeah, you know, dumping a kayak in July might be okay, but you don't want to do that in February, would you?
No. That water temp is very cold yet, and it's probably going to be coming up here now. Looks like we're having a little bit more stable weather, southern winds and highs anywhere from 45 to 60, it looks like, upcoming here. So for the most part, I think our lakes are going to be opening up pretty good, and the river fishing bite has been good on the Rock down to Fort, all the way to Koshkonong, the Wisconsin River, guys are fishing all over there, and Mississippi River is still producing good amounts of perch and walleye and sauger.
You know, I was up in Eagle River this past weekend, and there were still shacks out on the ice up in that neck of the woods. So, there's ice around.
Yes, I've heard that, yep. And if you want to find ice, you go up in that area. They'll probably have ice here for a few weeks yet, I would guess. But they had the lack of snow, and they had good ice. So you could go up there and definitely get on ice.
Pete, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service, how people find your services, and what you offer.
You can call me at 608-609-2707 to schedule a trip. I'm booking spring trips here and some into May when the game fish opener comes back around. And you can also find me on Facebook under Pete Hupp for Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you do for us, and we'll chat next week. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave here this morning. Dave, so what's the status with the crazy weather we've had this week, the hot, the cold, the wind? What does Fox Lake and the surrounding areas look like?
Well, Fox Lake is starting to get some open areas on the lake. You know, the wind and everything yesterday really did some damage, to be honest. But there's still ice on the Kuno Trail side, and you can get out that way. There's still people fishing on Lake Emily, but, you know, for the most part, a lot of guys are pretty much done for the season. So they're getting out their boats and getting their other gear ready to go.
Have you had men, anyway, I was talking to a couple other guys, and they said they don't remember a time where they've gotten their boats out at the back end of the game fishing season, which people are doing this weekend across the region.
Right, right. I mean, it's been the weirdest winter I've ever experienced in my life. You know, it's just up and down, and yesterday was brutally cold and windy, and by the weekend, it's going to be 70 degrees again. It's just crazy.
With the wind that you've had, does Fox Lake have issues with ice shoves and such with the heavy wind where it kind of builds up on, I guess, with the wind coming out of the west, like the east shores? Do you have issues with that and then causing people problems getting on the ice if they have to get out there?
We don't have that kind of issue on Fox. Generally, that's like if you've ever been on Winnebago, you can see these ice shelves that are 20 feet high. We just don't get that here. We might get a little bit of heaving on the shorelines, but in fact, the owner had ice shoved 3 feet up onto a shoreline, and now it's gone. So it moves a little bit, but we don't get any big, huge ice shoves or anything on Fox.
Tell us about fishtails in Fox Lake.
Well, we are open every day of the week, 6 to 6 and 6 to 5 on Sunday. You can find us right downtown Fox Lake, right on the river.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle right now on the Madison chain. And, Pat, it sounds like the ice season, the ice fishing season is over down in your neck of the woods.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she ended pretty quick with these warm temps we had the last week, and most of the water down here is wide open. I only say most because there's some chunk ice that blew in to mostly the east shorelines of all of our lakes, but for the most part, all the lakes are open, and folks are already getting out in boats, so it's a good sign.
So those people that have been getting out in boats already, what have they been catching?
Most are targeting pike and walleye because the game fish season closes this Sunday at midnight. So no more fishing for pike or walleye anywhere in southern Wisconsin after that date. So they're taking advantage of the rare occurrence that you can get a boat out. I know in my life I can't remember a time when you were able to get a boat out during or before the game fish season closed. So, but right after that, there is a bass catch and release season that's open. So folks will be targeting bass after that. And yeah, it's early to be out on the boat, but it's good to see.
So you say bass catch and release season. I mean, what happens if I catch a bass like now? I have to release it anyway as well, don't I?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not as of this weekend, but after midnight on Sunday, you would have to release it, and that'll go until the first Saturday of May when the regular fishing season opens back up. Then you can start keeping bass again.
So again, it's amazing. People are golfing in February in Wisconsin. They're fishing on boats in February in Wisconsin. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's wild. It really is crazy.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. Where you're located, your hours, and what they'll find at your shop.
Well, we've got everything you'd need to get out on the water. We're switching out all of our winter stuff and got spring stuff coming up. So a lot of new products out on the shelves. And we're open 6 to 6 every day. We are at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. And just a quick jog from the Warner Park boat launch and close to the interstate for people coming through town. So swing by and we can get you set up.
And let us know about your extended fishing report that you offer, Pat.
Yeah, we do a fishing report every Friday. I do that usually by 9 o'clock every Friday morning. We have a phone line you can call. That's 608-BIG-FISH. But I also do a Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube versions that you can check out at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. And, it's a great resource to know what's going on around Madison.
Hey, I appreciate your time, and we'll chat next week. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks so much, Wade. You take care.
Let's head over to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd right now. Todd, we had some 60-degree weather. We had some 70-degree weather, some below-zero weather this week. What's it been like on Little Green?
You know, you can still get out there. Still ice fishing going on. Walking now only, I would think. The two big springs did open up, but they're several 400 yards away from where we're at here. So, I measured the ice yesterday. There's still about 7.5-8 inches of ice. So should be good. You know, next few days it's going to be warm, but I still think you can get out and go ice fishing.
So when we had Monday and Tuesday where it got into the upper 60s and 70s, how slushy did it get out there? And then when we were 5 below zero with the wind chill on Wednesday, what did that do to the ice?
You know, it knocked some of the ice down that one day where it was real warm. Absolutely. It was slushy. But then yesterday it all froze right back up. So you know, today's going to be solid, but I think we're supposed to get 70 degrees on Sunday again, so that might be one of the last days.
What have people been catching who have been getting out there on the ice safely?
You know, last weekend we had the little fishery. There's about 60 or 70 people out, and they caught a lot of fish. I mean, there was some 9-pound walleyes caught. There's some 36-inch pike caught. Overall, pretty good fishing. Pan fishing's a little slow, but game fishing's been really good, and this is the last weekend for game fishing to be open, so got one chance left.
Hey, tell us about the landing bait shop on Little Green Lake.
You know, we're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. I just filed the signs in from 44. We're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hey, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Wade. Bye.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, before we talk about the crazy week we had, you were down in Madison for a big outdoor show, and how did you and Raw Bass Customs do this past weekend?
We did really well. Met a lot of people, met a lot of new people, and, you know, to make a long story short, there's a lot of Raw Bass Customs in a lot of people's hands.
Which is always good, right?
It's always good. It's always good. But I was just flown away by the amount of people that came up to me and said, "Oh, your baits are in fishtails. Oh, your baits are in fishtails. Oh, your baits are in fishtails." I mean, we're supposed to heard it 100 times. So that's always a good sign. And then on the other token, there was a lot of people like from Columbus and Waupun that never heard of me. So I don't know if I'm doing something right or wrong, but we sold a lot of lures, talked to a lot of people, and I'm glad it's over. I mean, it's kind of 4 days of hell, but it's a good time.
You're going to have to get Peyton again here pretty soon to restock the shelves, right?
Well, I got about 15 special orders at the show. So, yeah, this weekend when it's nice in the 60s, I think that's what my goal is, start repainting again.
Now, Rick, do you remember in your time, I think what the game fishing season closes on Sunday here, do you remember the time where people are getting their boats out on the back end of this season like they are this weekend?
No, never. It's funny that you say that because we store some boats in our shed, and I had 3 text messages. Guys want to get them out this weekend. And I mean, normally it's a month from now or at least 3 weeks from now. But, you know, all the lakes are open down in Milwaukee. I mean, Pewaukee and Pine and Oconomowoc Lake, they're all wide open. The rivers are open. I mean, I've gotten some orders for some special color rattle traps thrown up at the Fox River for walleye. So, and even talking to guys at the show last week, I mean, the guys got the itch to get out. I mean, ice fishing was terrible this year, no matter where you lived. And guys want to fish, and they want to get out.
So did you get out at all this week? You had the 270-degree days. It was 7 below zero on Wednesday. Did you get out fishing at all this week?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, I took that nice day, and I packed up all my ice fishing stuff. So that's pretty much what I did. I want to get the boat out, and I'm probably getting the boat out this weekend as well, too. So we'll see.
All right. Hey, if people are looking for Raw Bass Customs, are you booking guiding tours and such already for the summer and into the season?
Yeah, actually down at the show, I booked quite a few. We're taking guide trips right now. My tournament schedule is set, so you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467, and we'll see what it looks like.
Now, what is a guiding when you do trips? So, what types of things do you offer?
You bring basically your food and drink and a fishing license, and I supply the rest. I mean, obviously, I guide for bass more than anything, but on a lot of those bass trips, we catch a lot of northerns, we catch a lot of pike. I did some late fall bluegill trips on Big Green last year. And those were a blast. But normally, you know, I basically guide on Big Green and Fox Lake, and it's pretty much a bass trip.
All right, the number is 920-948-8467. Tell us where they can find Raw Bass Customs as well.
Well, you know, this in the next couple of weeks, all the tackle shops will be taking down all their ice fishing stuff, and we'll be stocking all the new colors and the new baits and fishtails and M&M tacklet. And Portage and basically Dick Smith down at Pewaukee, probably a 3 local one.
Rick Wentland, I appreciate the time, and we will talk next week. And good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.